You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Yes, you know, on my YouTube channel, I'll have people say they'll begin to listen to the message and they'll hear the fact that I'm speaking to the Anglo-Saxon people, and right away, that's racist to speak to your own people. I find that very amusing, and usually I block them from the channel immediately. This is not a channel for you, obviously. It's very interesting how people react to things. It's amazing. But we're going to change that because we're going to desensitize people to these words and terms until the point that they realize who we are and who they are. The title of this message is The Serpentine Fire, Part 3. I have been reading from B.F. Jackson's Mystery of the Serpent and shall continue on this in a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you a few things, as I always do. I believe it was last week or the week before I tried to encourage you to speak to your own people as you're out in life. And I got a message back from one of my friends online, one of our brothers, and he said he did this. He found out what I already knew. However, we must continue until it breaks through. But what he did was he wrote back to me and he said that he tried to talk to all kinds of people as he went through his day. Very few of our race acknowledged him. There were a few people, maybe, I believe he said there was one fellow that wished to strike up a conversation with him. Some nodded their heads, didn't say a word. Others ignored him, just pretended he wasn't there. And so you see that our people have a serious problem that they no longer need each other because they are islands to themselves. Whether they're aware of this fact or not, I'm not sure. I know how it is in the Boston area. If you're walking down the sidewalk and you might say hello, most people will either look at you like you're crazy. Other people will ignore you totally, and some will actually say hello. I don't know, maybe they think that if you say hello, you want something from them. I found that with women throughout my lifetime. Just saying hello means, oh, I want to get all over you. Well, that wasn't the case at all, but that's the way women seem to take it. Maybe it's the way we treat the women. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's time for us to realize that we need one another. We need each other. The women need the men. The men need the women. The children need the men and the women to protect them. Now, I watched a video of a 16-year-old German girl. And before I had watched this video, I have told people already that one of the reasons why we're going through what we're going through, especially in Europe, is because Yahweh is teaching us that we need one another again. We always have, but the women have been turned off to the men of their own race. They have been independent. They don't need the men anymore. They've got their own money, own cars. They end up race mixing and all kinds of horrible things that not only destroy the women, but destroy the race as a whole. You should have more respect for your race. You should have more respect for your forefathers. You should have more respect for Yahweh, most of all. And you should have more respect for yourself than to lower yourself to race mixing with another race. I'm just going to tell you it out plain and simple because this is just the way I do things. Whether you like me or you don't like me, I can't worry about that. I am a warning beacon. I am a clarifier. I am here to clarify and make things clear for you. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to make you feel good, although I should make you feel good in my messages. I can make you laugh. I'm not here to put you on a guilt trip either. I'm not here to put you in fear, unless it's in fear of Yahweh. Because if you do not fear Yahweh and you do not respect Yahweh, you are doomed. I am the teacher, or that is what I call myself. And what the word prophesy means is to be a teacher. I'm not a prophet, as far as I know, but I do know that I am a teacher, and I'm a warning beacon to you, the people of our race. I'm not interested in other races. What they should know is what I'm telling them. It's good if they learn what I'm telling our race. It's good if they learn who the Caucasian race is so that they can learn what their place is in this world. But I'm mostly concentrating on my people. My purpose is to reunite the tribes. My purpose is to reunite our race. I do not fear these words, race. I do not fear the word white. I do not fear what any Jew thinks or says about me. I fear Yahweh. And it's a healthy fear, because the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. We have responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen. We have responsibilities to step up to the plate. We have responsibilities to each other as a race. We can't stand around and just let them keep picking us off one by one in a multitude of ways. And that's just what's happening to us. You know, if you're going to be attacked in the street, you need to be prepared for attacks like that. And you need to know that Yahweh is with you and that you can win in those attacks. I can't promise you you'll win in every attack, but if you know who you are in Yahweh, you will have the confidence in knowing who you are as a race. And who is this race? This race is the most important race on the planet. We are here to take dominion. We are now in the time of Jacob's trouble. There's no more time for television, ladies and gentlemen. People often wonder, well, how do you know how to do all these things? How do you know how to make movies? How do you know how to make, you know, music and all these things? Well, I told you the secret already. You want to know something? You want to know something? Why can I do all the things I do? Because I learned how to practice. I learned how to have discipline. I did a lot of it out of necessity because I couldn't get somebody else to do it. Now, the secret is the television is, you could call it the beast. And the beast both has the power to speak, doesn't it? This beast speaks, does it not? And this beast has been teaching you the wrong things your whole life. So I suggest that you do what I did. I think it's about 7 or 8 years ago, I canceled the cable bill. And I turned my television into an education station, as I call it. You can hook your computer up to your big monitor so you don't have to throw your TV away or sell it or anything. You'll enjoy the benefits of having a huge monitor. And it's wonderful. And you can go on, if you wanted to learn a language, you could learn a language. You could go on YouTube and, you know, I learned how to make videos. I learned how to engineer properly. I've been doing it all my life by, you know, a wing and a prayer, so to speak. So now I learned a lot about it, and I'm much better at it now. I learned how to do audio restoration. I learned how to do, I'm not here telling you this to impress you and tell you how wonderful I am. I'm just trying to make a point that when you take and use your time differently, And with more value instead of television, you will know how to do all kinds of things. I learned how to do Photoshop. Now, another thing. When you're out driving in your vehicle, you could be listening to audiobooks while you're driving to and from work. You could be listening to the Bible when you're going to and from work. You could be listening to EFR, Eurofolk Radio, while you're going to and from work. And you could be educating yourself and using that time that is just thrown away by listening to these stupid radio stations, these Jewish-run radio stations, or these foolish Fox News and all these things that just teach you nothing. The Jewish talking heads are spewing their view into your brain, and they are brainwashing you into what to believe. And you have no idea that your frame of reference has come from the television and from the Jew. So, cut it off at the root. Cut it off. The sooner you cut it off at the root, the sooner you begin your education. And this will be the education that you were denied in school. Yes, your parents paid for an education for you, if you had parents, that is. And if you went to college, they paid for more indoctrination. You got nothing but indoctrination. You did not get the education that you need to have. And so, therefore, if you just cut the beast off right at the cable, just cut it right off. Yes, you'll still need the internet, but cut the beast off and begin your education. You will not only find that a couple of weeks after you stop hearing the commercials on radio and television, you will begin to come awake. You will begin to see again like you never have seen. You won't even believe how fast this will happen to you. You will become aware. Do you have a wanting for the truth? Do you want to know what the truth is? Do you want to know what's going on in the world that you live in? Or will you go from cradle to grave, cradled by the Jew, taught by the Jew, and buried by the Jew? I mean, it's up to you. I can't make you do anything. But I will tell you that the truth is the most important thing in this life. Yeshua said, seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. Well, what does that mean? Set you free from what? Well, number one, it would set you free from the beast television. It would set you free from the lies that the Jews perpetrate upon you all throughout your life. It will set you free when you know who's doing this to you, who has done this to you all through time. History is a very important thing to be involved in knowing. One must learn because you can see patterns. One of the things detectives do is they check out patterns of the criminals. I'm very familiar with the patterns of the criminals known as the Jews. I probably don't know every pattern, but I will learn in time. But I can see these patterns very clearly. You know, I have a saying I coined, today we see, and tomorrow we see more clearly. That's what'll happen to you if you cut the cable of the beast. But you must seek the truth. I'm sorry to tell you, I've not been paid to seek the truth. No Jew is going to pay you to seek the truth. The very opposite, as a matter of fact. The Jew makes sure that you have to go to a worthless job and waste the prime of your energies of the day doing that senseless job. And then when you come home after you've gone through two traffic jams and a job, you've got more to do. There is no time to seek the truth. Well, you'll have to make a decision. You'll have to make a decision. What's more important, the truth or football? The truth or the Jew? The truth or the loss of your soul? The grave is very hungry, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the grave is so hungry, it can never be satisfied. What's more important, your race or football? If we've lost two-thirds of our race in the last 150 years, should that not ring an alarm bell? Two-thirds of your race are gone. We are at perpetual war today for the reason of killing the prime of the new generations, the flower of the new generation. Do you understand what's going on around you? You know, one fellow said, he was on a talk show, and he said, well, the reason why I started looking into my race was because I saw less white people on the sidewalks. It took that if that's what it takes, I guess that's what it takes. Now, I want to speak to my Aryan brothers, because we're not going to mess around anymore. I'm going to spill it out to you straight. The Bible is not a religion. Yes, you heard that right. Man made these religions. We have one race, but we have something like 33,000 denominations. That should ring many bells to you as well. We don't need all those denominations. We are one race. We are glued together by our DNA. We are glued together because we are the offspring of Yahweh himself. Do you wish to tear that apart? If I told you that you were the chosen race of Yahweh, does that anger you? Now, yes, you think Yahweh has to do with the Jews. The Jews hate Yahweh vehemently. The Jews, everything the Jews do, in case you Aryan brothers do not know this, everything the Jews do is what Yahweh does not want done. So they are not following Yahweh. They never have followed Yahweh. They have always accused Yahweh. They are his accusers. They are our accusers as a race. The Bible is not a book of religion. This is what I'm talking about. Seek the truth. You think the Catholic Church is a Christian church? No, it's not. It's a Babylonian institution, and it's part of Mystery Babylon, and it's run by the Jew. The plain and simple thing is that the Bible is a book of the race of Adam. Adam, or Adam, means to be able to blush. There's only one race that's able to blush, and that is us, the Caucasian race. Take pride in your race, ladies and gentlemen. I know the Aryan brothers know how to take pride in their race. You have to realize that we will not win this thing by being islands to ourselves. We will not be able to win it separately. We must join together like a tribe joins together. You know, in Rome, they have the bundle, and they would tie the bundle together, a bundle of sticks. And each stick, of course, could hurt you, but the bundle together could really hurt you. You see, there's strength in numbers, as you well know. The Jew sticks together because they know who they are. They admit that God, their God, is Lucifer, not Yahweh. Yahweh is not Lucifer and never has been. Lucifer is nothing compared to Yahweh. His name is Halel in the first place. He has many names, but that's his name, Halel. How do I know this is a book of race? Well, I was given a clue by William P. Gale. And he pointed to He said that he would raise his book, his Bible, up when he would travel around. And he would ask the people, how many believe this is the word of God? Everybody raised their hands everywhere he went. He said, you're all wrong. He said, this is the book of the race of Adam. And that's exactly what it is. Aryan brothers, listen to me for a minute. If it isn't a book about race, then why don't the Jews want you to discuss race? Why do the Jews want to pretend race doesn't even exist? Why do the Jews want to meld us all into the brown man? Why would they want to get rid of you, dear Aryan brother? They're afraid of you. They always have been afraid, because when you do wake up and you know who Yahweh is and you align yourself with him and we bond together, there is nothing that will break us. Nothing. So it says in the King James Version, Genesis chapter 5, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Yes, when you read in the book of Adam and Eve, it does say that we are the image of God. You've just heard of the image of the beast being the television, right? Is it not the image of the beast? The beast is the Jew, the banker, the Rothschild, the image of the beast, the Jews all over television. And now they've got the Negro, and they've saturated television, the image of the beast that both speaks. It's just amazing to me. This is what it is. It's speaking. The beast's children are speaking to you on the radio. The beast's children are speaking to you on the television. In the same way that they are the image of their father, Halel, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, Satan, we are the image of our father, Yahweh. We were not the first race upon this earth. The other races were here before us. That's why you see an account of two different creations in the book of Genesis. And people wonder why. How can this be? What is going on? First he created man, then he created man. Well, those other races were here before us. We were here, we were created, and Yahweh literally breathed his breath into our race. And he sent us here to tend the garden. And I'm going to show you the viciousness of how this devil, how much he hates us. How much his children, his offspring, his literal offspring, hate us. You see, I'm going to read this again to you before I go on. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Generations meaning race. Generations meaning offspring. Because offspring, Yahweh has a law, kind after kind. Adam was a white man. Yahweh took a part of this white man and made Eve. The devil hated Adam, and we found out why in the book of Adam and Eve, and I'll explain this to you in a few minutes. I had already explained it in one of my teachings called The Hatred of Hallel. I suggest you listen to it and you will be amazed. You will find out why the devil hates us, and you will find out why his children, the Jews, hate us. And it's very simple. Now listen, generations. You know, generation after generation, white people marry white people and they have white sons and daughters, and those white sons and daughters marry white people, and they, you know, that, those are the generations. Your grandparents, their grandparents, etc., etc., etc. This book is the book of the generations of Adam. No, it's not the book of the generations of the black race. No, it's not. No, it's not the book of the generations of the Chinaman. No, it's not the book of the generations of the Indian who is defecating all over the place. Is like a beast of the field because it doesn't even know any better. No, you don't see these people in the book. The books. Or if you would like to call it the Bible, a Catholic term. I really don't mind calling it the Bible, but I don't like the Catholics. I mean, not the people. I just don't like that institution. It's against my race. This book is not about anybody but you and I, dear Aryan brother. Whether you like that or not, whether you wish to believe it or not, you will believe it one way or another, sooner or later. And I hope it to be sooner. I may have to be a little stark with you because I have dealt with some of you and I have nothing against you except if you follow false gods. You have called me a Jew lover. You can see that I do not love my enemy. You can't you? You call my God Yahweh and your God, your father, your literal father. You're calling him a Jew God. But you're wrong. But let me tell you something. I understand our race, something about our race. We have a real problem with admitting that we're wrong. Listen, I've been wrong many times in my life. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll correct it. I've been wrong many, many, many times. This, you know, it doesn't even hurt. You don't need that ego. You don't need that kind of stuff. Just admit you're wrong and get on with what's right. Who told you this world is about being wrong and right? And that you had to be afraid of making a mistake? Don't be afraid that you've been fooled your whole life. Just wake up, shake off the dust, stand up, and get to it. You're the number one race on the planet. You were sent here to tend the garden. You were sent here to take dominion over the other families of this earth, the other races. You see, why would Yahweh have needed to put our race on this planet in the first place to tend the garden if he already had a race here that was capable of tending the garden? The blacks were known as the beasts of the field, 3/5 of a human. You can see the Indians who are defecating all over the place. They're certainly not anywhere near our culture. They're beasts of the field. The beasts of the field defecate all over the place anywhere they wish because they don't know any better. Well, obviously, these people are beasts of the field. They don't know any better. They're not able to tend the garden. China is not able to tend this garden. Who has made the nations of the world? Who has made these great countries? Yahweh, through our race. No, the black man did not carve out the highways from the stone and everything else. No, the black man did nothing. They didn't even know how to create a wheel. They didn't even know how to make alcohol or whatever it might be. And you can see the Indians have the same problem. I'm not talking about Indians in America. I'm talking about Indians from India. You can see that the Jew has never had a nation of its own. They have never had a nation. You can say, well, what about Israel? No, they don't. They don't have that nation. They do not. They're occupying a portion of a small nation that is not theirs, that they stole. It is almost 68 years, and I keep on harping on this, 68 years, and they still do not have a nation of their own. They never have had a nation. They never will. I don't think Yahweh will let them have it. Well, you say, well, they're running our countries and running our governments, but they're not their nations. These are stolen goods that do not belong to them. So in the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. So the Adamic race, we're not talking about in the day God created the other races. We're talking about in the day God created Adam, the man Adam, Adam. That's you, dear Aryan. You were made in the likeness of Yahweh, your father. Let me just take a sip of coffee here. Boy. When you come to grips with this, so this book is about our race. It's a racial book. I know you people are attuned to race. If you want to read the best book about race that has ever been written, you might as well start with the book about the race of Adam. And that's these books, the Bible, you can call it. If you don't like that term, you may call it the books. It was always known as the books. The reason why they took the extra books out of the Bible, or the books, is because the Jews didn't want you to know who you were. If you listen to my show called Halel's Hatred, you will hear one of the books that have been taken out of the Bible. I have to just say the Bible, okay? And you will know why they took it out of the Bible. You see, I'll just give you a brief bit of it. And I will explain to you why the devil and his children hate you so much. And they hate us, but dear Aryan brother, they hate you. So if you think that they love us because we're Jew lovers, no, the Judeo-Christians are Jew lovers. We are not Judeo-Christians. We do not agree with the Jews in any form or fashion. We do not agree with the Jewish version of Christianity. We care about our race. We want our race to survive. We know a lot about our race, and you could learn a lot from us. But you will certainly learn much from about the book about our race from the book of the race of Adam, which is the Bible. Now, I'm going to just tell you this part now, like I told you I would. In the book of Adam and Eve, which is in the Apocrypha, Yahweh created our race, and he told the angels in heaven to worship the image of God. I mean, after all, it does say when God created man, Adam, that he created him in his image. Correct? Well, Michael the archangel was worshiping Adam, the offspring of Yahweh. He's the literal son of God. Yes, he's in the lineage. He is the son of God. We are all the sons of God. We are the offspring of Yahweh. So the devil, he refused to worship the image of God. And he said, I will not worship him. I am an older being than him. He should worship me. Now dig what he just said. I am an older being than him. He was created before Adam. So a third of the angels rebelled with Yahweh and, rebelled with Hillel, and they were cast, as Hillel puts it right in the book, I was hurled out of heaven, out of my first estate. By Michael, the archangel, and the angels. Okay, so let me go on about the book of Adam and Eve. So he waited, and he knew Yahweh's plan, and he began to concoct his own plan on how to destroy this for Adam. He hated Adam, and of course Eve was part of Adam, so of course he hated Adam and Eve. They were responsible, he blamed them because he wouldn't obey Yahweh. But that's not Adam and Eve's fault. That's Hillel's fault, Lucifer. So, after they got kicked out of the garden, what he did was he got an angel, it was either himself or another angel, to seduce Eve. And Cain was the offspring of that particular sin. You see, that is race mixing. That is something that Yahweh forbids all throughout the Bible. The Bible is a book of race. The Bible is a book about the race of Adam, his story, the story of Adam and his race. So after Adam had sex with Eve and had offspring, as you know, his name was Abel. And Cain, who was the offspring of the devil or this angel, I believe it's the devil himself. Like his father, he was a murderer from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth. After he killed his brother because he was jealous, because Abel had given the first fruits of his flock. He was a sheep herder. And he gave us a gift to Yahweh, so to speak. I'll just call it a gift. And he gave of the first fruits and the best of his flock. And so his sacrifice, or whatever you wish to call it, was deemed worthy, and Yahweh was well pleased with it. Well, Cain was a farmer at this point, and he just brought Yahweh some fruits. They weren't the best fruits. They probably weren't even the first fruits. He didn't care what he was giving to Yahweh, and so his sacrifice, or his gift, was not accepted. He eventually killed his brother because he was jealous of him. Now remember, it's not really his brother, it's his half-brother, because they don't have the same dad. or father? They had the same mother. Could this be one of the reasons the Jews always go by the woman in their generations? But this also proves that the Jews, the serpent seed line, it is a proof. When I said on the show with Eli that I've never heard anybody say this particular thing, I've heard lots of people say that the Jews go by the generation. They go by the female, the mother. If your mother is full Jew and the dad is a mongrel, which they often are, it's still counted as a full Jew. But the generations of Adam and the generations of Yahweh and all the generations in the Bible go by the man, because the man is the seed. The seed. So when I said that, I said that it's proof that the Jews are not of our race, because they go by the woman in the genealogy. The Bible does just the opposite. And there's more proof that they do the opposite of what Yahweh wants done. It also proves to you that they can't be the true Israelites of the Bible. Just by that alone could tell you this. Now, this is your first instance of the two races. The serpent seed line from Cain killed the first offspring of Adam and Eve, Abel, of our race. Now, Arians, hold on and keep with me. They had to wait until Eve's womb was clean enough to have a baby. And later on, they had Seth. And what Seth means is replacement. Now, what you'll notice if you look in this book of the race of Adam, you will notice that Cain is not in the genealogy of Adam anywhere in the Bible, anywhere at all. Because he is not of the seed of Adam. Yes, it was race mixed between an angel and the woman. And this also happened in Genesis chapter 5 with the angels that left their first estate and married the sons and the daughters of the Adamic race because they deemed them beautiful. This also was race mixing. You see, race mixing isn't just black and white, yellow and white, red and white, brown and white. It's also angel and man. They're two different kinds of beings. So it is race mixing. So what the devil did immediately when he saw Adam and Eve, he knew that Eve was going to be susceptible because she is the weaker of the two, okay? And he waited till he could get her alone, deceived her, and did what he did, trying to destroy what Yahweh was creating immediately, this race. So the devil had intervened already, and we were just starting out. And then when that didn't work, his offspring, Cain, intervened again and tried to destroy the race yet again by killing Abel. So can you see that there's a problem between two races here? Can you see immediately that there is a major problem, that you have two races fighting one another? Immediately. You have a race who has an angry angel who was cast out of heaven. And you have a race that Yahweh created and breathed his living breath into, his literal offspring. So you see, the serpent in the garden was not a snake. And you see that his children today, the Jews, go by the serpent race. Just put one and one and you'll get two. Two seed lines fighting one another, full of hate and resentment. So, now this continues on. I can't go through the whole thing. I made a video called The Race of Adam. Look it up on YouTube, The Race of Adam. Or you can go to Eurofolk Radio, where I wrote an article on it, The Race of Adam. So let's go and find out what I was telling you, and we finally made it to this point. Adam and Eve had been ejected from the garden after that point, as the same way the devil had been hurled out of heaven, his first estate. And he was very angry about it. Cain wandered off and he began to mix with other races and so on and so forth. The Jews are not a pure race as they would have you believe they are. They're trying to tell you that we should all be race mixed, and they're throwing all these people into our nations, but they don't want these people in their nations because they claim that they want to keep their race pure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do a little bit of research and find out that the Jews are a race mixed mongrel race. They are many races. They are in the race of China. Yes, there's Jews in China. Yes, there's Jews that are black. Yes, I mean, I'm not talking about Sammy Davis, who ascribed to Judaism, which is not a religion. It's a political entity, a political movement, a diabolical political entity. So Adam decided to do penitence to Yahweh, thinking that maybe Yahweh would have mercy. It was a good idea. And he got Eve. He said, Eve, since you're not as strong as I am, you do 38 days and I'll do 40. And she went into the lake, kept her head above water, of course, and stood on a rock. And was to stand there doing penitence for 38 days, yes. And Adam was to do 40. Adam had called all the creatures in the sea, in the lake or whatever it is, to mourn with him. See, they were to mourn for what they had done. Instead of putting sackcloth on or something like that, this was Adam's way of mourning. And all the creatures of the sea mourned with him. You see, he named all those creatures anyway, so if you think that's far-fetched, it's not far-fetched. He could communicate with the animals. But that's been lost a long time ago. So the devil came along, masquerading as an angel of light, like he and his children do. You see, dear Aryan, his children, the Jews, are masquerading as what we are. They're pretending that they are God's chosen race. They are masquerading just like their father masqueraded as an angel of light. But I believe you Arians know that they are not the chosen of God. They never have been the chosen of God. The only chosen they are is the chosen of their father, Lucifer or Halel. Yes, they are his chosen. He's a fake God, a wannabe God. He never will be God. And so he tricked Eve, and she got out of the water. She didn't know that it was the devil doing it again. And that's why I believe it was him that did it in the first place and had the sex with Eve, because Adam said, he did it to you again. So, you know, I did read in the book of Enoch that it was an angel named Gadriel, but I don't know. We'll have to ask Enoch when the time comes what the story is. We will know the truth anyway. So I believe it to be Halel anyway. It's really not that important. What's more important is that she race mixed and they had an offspring. Now, this cursed us. Now, I will tell you that, in case you're not aware of this, let's make this very, very clear. Okay? In Genesis 3:15, if I can find this, that is. Okay, let's find it right here. Genesis 3:15, Yahweh commanded this was part of the judgment. Okay? Be patient for a second, please. Okay. So Yahweh commanded the war between these two seed lines. Because they had race mixed, Adam had also been charged with race mixing. We don't have to get into that right this moment. But Yahweh lined them up and judged them. Okay? And what he said, this is the proof that there is a war between two seed lines, okay? This is the very proof. This is the war that Yahweh decreed, and this is why the Jews hate you, dear Aryan brother. This is why the Jews hate us. I'll start in verse 14. And Yahweh said to the serpent, because you have done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now pay attention here, what he said. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now that word seed there is zera in the Hebrew. And the same word is used both times for seed. That word seed means offspring. Literal offspring. Generations. Lineage. Listen again, so, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And in 16, he tells the woman, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. He didn't say that he shall be equal to thee. Like the Jew said that she will be equal to you or over you. This is why, dear Aryan brothers, you see women as the head of corporations and being put over man. Because this is not what Yahweh decreed at all. If he was the evil God that you say he is, they would be in full agreement with him. But no, he said, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. He shall not be equal to thee. He shall not be under thee. He shall rule over thee. Thee means you. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. You see, in the garden they used to be able to just pull fruit off the trees and manna from heaven. They didn't have to work to eat. They had Shekinah glory, which means they shone. They literally shone. They had eternal life. You see? And so, after the devil, there you see the judgment and what has happened here. So Adam was now going to have to work by the sweat of his brow. See, he continues on there, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, unto dust shall thou return. Okay? So you must understand that now we were going to work for a living. Now it's going to cost you, fellow. So, back to the book of Adam and Eve. So he tricked Eve again. And they walked both together, the devil masquerading as an angel of light, and they walked over to Adam. And Adam knew right away that she had been fooled again. And the devil was angry with Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve asked the devil, asked him, why do you hate us? What did we do to you? And the devil blamed them for being hurled out of his first estate. He said it was their fault. And he said he would pursue them and their offspring. Thus we can see that this two-seed line happening was going to continue all the way till the end of the age, or until Yahweh decided to end it when the Armageddon takes place. We can see this is still going on today, but now you know why you're hated, Aryan brother. You know why the devil's children have always pursued you. You know why the devil, you may not even believe in the devil, but I guarantee you will believe in the devil. If you can't understand that the devil's real just by watching the actions of his children, the Jews, then you must be something wrong with you. Oh yes, the devil is literal. He's known as the adversary. And he has literal offspring. The thing is they know they're at a war with us. You see, I will put enmity between her seed and thy seed, her offspring and your offspring. You are the offspring of Yahweh, dear Aryan brothers and sisters. The Jews are not the offspring of Yahweh. They are Turco-Mongolian. They're a race-mixed mongrel race who's pretending to be a pure race, who's pretending they don't even speak Hebrew. They speak Yiddish, which is not Hebrew. It has Hebrew in it. It's a Germanic Polish. What it is it's a mongrel language for a mongrel people. So this is not a book of religion, man-made religions. The Jew is responsible for making most of the religions. Now, when the Reformation happened, the Jew wasn't responsible for that, but took advantage of it and divided it all over the place until there's so many divisions that who could be united? That's why Yahweh does not like religions. Yahweh does not like politics. The Jew loves religions. The Jew loves politics. They love the collection plate. They love to divide and destroy us at every chance they can possibly get, through the wars, through abortion, through vaccinations. You know, if three in every seven children of the Adamic race have autism from an injection, there's three more that will never have children. This is also known as population reduction. They're killing us in all kinds of ways, ladies and gentlemen. Killing. They know that they're at war with us, but we don't even know who we are. That's why I'm telling you who you are, dear Aryan brother and sister. You are at war with these Jews. And there's a distinct reason for it. It was proclaimed by Yahweh. I hope that you can understand what I'm telling you. I hope you can come to grips and forget about religion. Forget about your bias against religion. Forget about your bias against Yahweh, who that's his name. You know him as God. The Jew took his name out of the Bible, out of the scriptures, about 6,800 times and changed it to God and Lord. And technically, Lord means Baal. Baal is the Jews' God, who is Lucifer. Baal is another name for Lucifer. One of the many, many names, or Halel, one of the many, many names that this wannabe God, angel, fallen angel, has. So you are at war. You are involved in this war, whether you want to be involved in this war or not. You are involved. And this serpent seed line desires to kill you. 150 years, we've lost two-thirds of our race. Come to grips with what I'm telling you. Either we band together, either we come together, either we get strong and come back to Yahweh, or we will lose another two-thirds. Because I'm going to tell you a little secret. out of the one third that's left, possibly over half of them are Chavez Goy race traders. You might as well call them Jews. They're race mixers. They're liberals who hate our race. Unbelievers. They hate Yahweh. How many will be left? Do you want to be here when Yahweh comes back? Do you want to be happy to see him? Or do you want to stand in judgment? I suggest you help your race to survive. I suggest you begin to love your race again. I suggest that you are not an island to yourself or selves, but you have a responsibility to me, and I have a responsibility to you, and so on, and so on, and so on. Now, as you can see, Yahweh changed the course of the message. And this is why I know that from the beginning of when I started doing these radio shows, Yahweh has always given me these messages and altered them where he wished to. And today I was to read part 3 of the Serpentine Fire. But it looks like I'll have to do that next week, and I'm not sorry about that. I like the message that's come forth here, and I see Yahweh's hand in it. Dear brothers, Aryan brothers and sisters, don't get caught up in your organizations. Get caught up in your race. Love one another. We are part of your race. Don't call us Jew lovers. We know our enemy is the same enemy as you. You know. Many of our people do not. Yeah, there's another thing. The Judeo-Christians all over the world, they're worshiping the Jews. They're lost. They're gonzo. We can do nothing but join together. Love us. We are your brothers. We know who our enemy is. Only thing is we know a little more than you on who our God is. And you've been deceived by the enemy in the same way as the Judeo-Christian has to believe that Yahweh is your enemy, and he's not. He loves you dearly. He cares for you. He came down in a flesh body and died to redeem you. You see, there's another proof that this is the book of the race of Adam, because he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not Jews. See, there's a difference between Jews and Israelites. We, the seed of Adam, are Israelites. We're not Jews. The Jews have no part in the tribes of Israel. The Jews have no part in that land over there. And they use the name Israel to name that land as part of their masquerade. It's plain and simple. Now, if you believe that the Holocaust is a masquerade, and I know most of you do, and much of the world is tuning into it finally, understand that them being God's chosen people and that little land over there is another one of their psyops. It's a game. You're being played. You see, we are too big. Even though we've lost two-thirds of our people, we're still too big to live in that little land over there. God, Yahweh God did not did not make that land and say that we were going to rejoin the tribes there. It's too small for us. America, the land without walls, the land of the box tree, the great sea on the east and the west, and all other things. This is the land that Yahweh gave us for the rejoining of the tribes. I don't care if they say we killed Indians, when in reality, the Jews are the ones that did all that stuff with blankets and everything else, blankets full of diseases and all kinds of things. You have to realize that the Jew always accuses the seed of Adam for the things that they do. The Jew always calls us what they are. They call us slave owners, but they run a slave trade of white Adamic women, and I'm sure there's some other kinds too, in Israel today. I look forward to my Aryan brothers and sisters. I hope that we can come to a mutual agreement. I hope that you will finally see things properly, because until you know and read this book of the race of Adam, you will not have the full picture. You will not have an understanding of who you are. You will not know the full truth. You will only have a spectrum of the truth. And that goes for anybody that seeks the truth. You may say, well, I know about Freemasonry, I know about this, I know about that. But if you do not have the perspective from the book of the race of Adam, you will not understand the biggest picture of all. The biggest picture of all is that there are two seed lines at war with one another. One seed line is the Jews, the serpent seed line. And the other is the race of Adam, who have, most of us have no idea that we're in a war at all. And believe me, when we wake up to the fact of who we are and the fact of the war that we're in, the dynamic will change very quickly. The dynamic of the landscape will change immediately. When you wake up the Adamic race, we are the greatest warriors of all time. The German army was the greatest army of all time, took on the whole world, and almost won if it wasn't for his own kin from America out to destroy him. The Jews were running America, and their mercenary military here stop the Germans. The Germans, if they were left to, they could have won all of Europe and put communism down for many, many years. We wouldn't be as far as we are right now in the Jews. Remember, the book said there in this B.F. Jackson's book that they planned that 1913, when they brought in the Federal Reserve and they brought in the IRS Act and they brought in the ADL, they believed within 40 years that they would have the New World Order in place. That's 1953. It did not happen because they do not have any prophecy that's real or anything. The devil father, he's just not able. And so they also thought they'd have it in by 2000, and they were going to put a cap. Daddy Bush, the Jew, he's a literal Jew. They were going to put a golden capstone on top of the pyramid in Egypt. But it did not happen. And then his son, Bush Jr., was very disappointed that he wasn't able to make it happen. And this beast of the field that we have in that position today, which should never have been in the first place, he's not going to make it happen either. The Jew underestimates Yahweh. Dear Aryan brothers and sisters, think about what I told you. They want to create a new world order, like back in the time of Nimrod, and Yahweh destroyed that then. Okay? Now, if they can't take the full land over there for one little tiny country, how are they going to take the whole world? 68 years almost now, and they haven't been able to take that little country. Now, you must know that the hand of Yahweh is in there preventing that, because the more they say they're going to take the country, and the more they do to take the country, the less it happens, the worse it's getting. If you kick against the pricks long enough, you start to get lots of holes in you. That ought to speak something to you, that they can't even take a little land like that. They brag about their armies and their military, but that military is useless. They can't even beat little Hezbollah and all these other little things, never mind beat anybody real. You have to realize that it's a deception. They have been deceived into believing that they're going to have that little land. They're not going to have it. All the time that was wasted, all the blood that was shed of the Adamic race to bring this little country into being, that has been nothing but trouble for the world, nothing but trouble for America. Because if you bless Yahweh's enemies, the Jews, you will be cursed. And the more you Judeo-Christians give to the enemies of Yahweh, who are the Jews, and the more this military stands up and fights for the Jews, the more curse comes on our nation. You will not be allowed to bless the enemies of Yahweh and get away with it. If you think you will not. Keep giving in those plates. Keep listening to John Hagee. You keep giving money over to these Jews. Congress, you keep giving money to these Jews because the fire's getting hotter. The more you bless the enemies of Yahweh, the more you submit to them, the more cursed you become. We, the American people, are tired of it. We don't want any part of it. You're going against the will of our God. You're going against the Constitution. You're going against the race of Adam. You're helping to destroy your own race. You're not going to tell me I can't talk about race. We're going to discuss race a lot. You are not getting away with anything. You may have an extra home in another country, but you will not escape Yahweh. You may have an extra bank account and another $1 million. And you may have all kinds of gifts from Yahweh's enemies. You're just heaping curses upon yourselves. But you're also trying to heap them upon us. And therefore we will pray against you and have been praying against you. And the fire is burning ever hotter as we speak. You see, You're not getting away with anything. You don't realize how short the time is. I can't tell you when Yahweh will return. You may get to live your life out. I really doubt it, though, at this point. It's just getting too crazy. So be prepared to be bundled and burnt with Yahweh's enemies, the Jews, and all the race traitors, all the people that have caused us misery for no reason at all. We have done nothing to you people. We have done nothing but bless the black family of the earth. And they already know the Jews did the slave trade, so don't tell me that they don't know. We have blessed you, and you have cursed us. If you curse the woman who is the race of Adam, who is the Israel of the Bible, who is the true race of Yahweh, you will pay dearly. I am a warning beacon. I am warning you. Either back off now or pay the price. I proclaim in the name of Yahweh that all the enemies of the Adamic race, the race of Adam, all those that have done harm to us for no reason at all of the serpent seed line, I pray that your fear will grow exponentially. I pray that it will consume you until it paralyzes you, until you can no longer function in this world today. And I pray it in the mighty name of Yahweh. And I'm not joking at all. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Tune in tomorrow. Same cat time, same cat channel.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
So, you didn't tell the truth.
You ever hear of a crook who did?
You filthy criminies.
It doesn't pay to court disaster, Robin.
She's playing right into our hands. I planned it all this way.
You're listening to the Euro Folk Radio Network here at EuroFolkRadio.com.